And today I am interviewing Ms. Elizabeth Krager.
Yeah.
And it is November 17th, 2008. And we are at Ms. Krager's house. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
Also, your daughter, Mary Alice, is here as well.
Okay. That's right.
Okay. Tell me, where and when were you born?
August the 2nd, 1906, in Stanton, Virginia.
Okay. When did you come to Roanoke?
May the 2nd, 1907.
What were your parents' names?
Rose May, and her maiden name was Ellinger. And my daddy was John Taylor Oldhauser, Sr.
Why did they come to Roanoke?
Our daddy's company. He was a lumber inspector. And the farmers would get their lumber and bring it to a railroad station, and it had to be inspected. You see, the cross ties and bridge timber, all was wood in those days, and it had to be inspected to see that it was all right to be used for the railroad. And my daddy was a railroad inspector. He rode a train, of course, and got at railroad station and inspected the lumber that was there. That's where he got to Roanoke.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I have. Well, I didn't have any brothers. Yes, I did. Wait a minute. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
I'm the oldest. I have a sister. Francis is gone. Francis. And then I had a brother, John Taylor, Jr. And then I have a sister, Margaret Ferguson, is gone now. And my youngest sister, I talked to her this morning, lives in Savannah. She called me this morning. When she was born, I heard Mother talking about a name. She said, John Taylor. We've got to get it named, this baby, because the doctor wants to send off, of course, the baby's born at home, wants to write for her birth certificate. And I said, Mother, Daddy, will you let me name her? What do you want to name her? I said, I want to name her Rebecca A. I had read Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm and Anne of Green Gables. And Daddy said, well, you'll call her Anne, because she said they had a black sheep lived in New Hope, Virginia. It was close to Stanton. And Grandma Allheiser said she heard that they were sick. New Hope's a little village close to Stanton. And she heard they were sick, and she got some food and some medicine and went to see them, and they were lying in a bed, one on one side or the other, just a coffin and a candle, and spitting tobacco. Chewing tobacco and spitting.
Her name was
Rebecca, Becky. And they said, no way we call it. So she's named her Rebecca. Rebecca Ann.
So you named her.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm and Anne of Green Gables.
I like those stories too.
Yeah.
I like Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yes.
Did your parents have family members here in Roanoke?
Did
they have family living here in Roanoke?
No.
No, they were the only ones?
No, they were the only ones. They sent Daddy here because for his work. And it was to work out of the office. It was Valley Tire and Lumber Company was the name of the company that he worked for.
Say it again, Valley.
the Roanoke Valley Tie and Lumber Company.
Valley Tie and Lumber Company. Okay.
And the telephone number was 958. Can that be it? Liquors. And Anna's telephone was 2361R, four party line.
So, what street did you move to?
I lived all the time on 902 Fifth Street Southeast.
What was your house like? Was it? Did it have a porch?
Oh yes, the front porch had three porches: a front porch, and a side porch, and a back porch. And let's see, it was Daddy had it had when they bought it. The kitchen was one story, but then Daddy paid somebody to come and raise it and put a bedroom there on over the kitchen. And Buddy had a back porch that was screened in porch. John, my brother, we slept out there. And Frances and I, my sister and I, all slept together. And when Ann was born, I would tell them that, Ann, you got a baby sister. And Ann, Meeks cried, said, I'm not going to be that baby anymore. And John, my brother, said, cried. I said, what are you crying about? He said, I don't want another sister. I got too many now. I want a brother.
He was the only boy?
Only boy. I didn't have any boys.
Let's see. Was your house brick?
Oh.
Was it brick?
Was the house what?
Brick.
What?
Brick.
No, it was what was it? It was wood house. Yeah, it was not brick, it was a wood house. And,
was it two stories or one?
A two-story. And as I say, the kitchen was one story where they bought it. My daddy had a room made up there at the back. And then later, mother rented it, fixed it upstairs, and rented to a couple upstairs. Because, see, I grew up during the Depression, and you didn't have... it was a bad time. I was the only one. My daddy lost his job. His company went out of business. And the only money we had coming in was, I was working for the old Roanoke Sanger Company. And I had the amount of $50 a month. And but anyway, we managed. Mother was saying, the Lord will provide. And there was never a week that the $5 didn't come from somewhere. And in those days, you could feed a large family for $5. And of course, it wasn't fancy food, but it was good food. And that was bad time, the Depression.
What did your dad do after he lost his job? Did he do odd jobs or?
Well, he kept books for some people. Daddy was graduate of Dunsmore Business College in Stanton, and that was the oldest business college in the United States, probably in the world. And he graduated from there, and he was a good keep books, and he worked. He could get odd jobs doing work like that. John got work with the CC camps. That's my brother.
Where did you work?
This Roanoke Cycle Company. It was a company that we sold sporting goods, and licensed dealer to sell Kodak, Eastman Kodak Company.
What year, do you know when that was, when your dad lost his job?
Did I know?
What year was it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Do you remember how old you were?
I don't remember that either. Let me see. Maybe I remember Mother crying about it when it happened, but I don't remember some of that. But I remember Mother crying about Daddy. There was no work to be done. There were no jobs to have for anybody to get. Things were bad. It was bad time.
Did your mother have to work?
She worked. The only work that my mother, well, I can't tell you, but Hotel Roanoke put down in their ballroom. They had a beautiful floor, wax floor, but they were going to cover it with a carpet. And my mother went over there. They advertised in the paper they needed somebody, women, to come and sew zippers into that carpet. And my mother got down on her hands and knees. I can't do it. And sewed zippers in that carpet.
To help pay?
For the pay, probably 50 cents an hour or a day, maybe. Not much, but it was money. And his brother said, God will provide. Well, we have a first cousin who came and went to business college here from Harrisonburg, relative up in Augusta County. And Mother said, now, Madeline, I'll just keep account. And she didn't have any money except for her tuition and books. And she said, I'll help you live with us. And I'll just keep an account of your room and board, $5 a week. And Mother, so that's what Mother did. And later years, when times were hard, and Mother said, well, I don't know where the money's coming for groceries this next week. The $5 came from Madden. The cash ran up on the waters, and that's what happened.
And Madeline was your cousin?
Yes, my cousins are gone, most of them. Not many of them lived as long as I had. Mm. I had a lot of cousins, and mothers, we used to go and spend, one time we spent 5 weeks in the summer time with Mother's cousin. Myrtle Palmer, her name was Myrtle. They called her Myrtle Palmer. She's the grandest, big woman. they had buzzards, whatever it would come after their chickens. And she kept her rifle inside, rifle already primed. A loaded rifle outside of the dining room door, and wondering, keep outside, Grand, Mert, there's a buzzard after your children, chickens up here. So she goes out and aims at them, kill that bird. We wanted to stay. We've been there. I forgot how many weeks. We wanted to stay another week. And so she said, well, I'll just call Rose, my mother, and see if you may stay another week. So when she went to the phone, because there were maybe 10 people, 100 people on the old phone line, there were so many had the phone open, she couldn't hear. I was sitting on the floor, Grandma, and Cunningham was calling. And she started calling people's names, Sheets and this and that and the other. If you all would just hang up the phone. I can't hear Rose because the phone, all those phones open, I can't hear her. I'll tell you what I want to know about what I'm going to ask her. I'll tell her that. And you just hang up. And when I found out what this Rose says, I'll call one of you and tell you. So then they can tell you, get the word around what that the girls could stay another week. Now that was Augusta County.
Did your dad ever get a job again? Did your dad ever get a job again?
No. He sometimes he could never did get a real job.
Never a full-time job again.
He never had a full-time. The most beautiful handwriting. Oh, he wrote so beautifully. He's a smart man. He did Bible. He taught Sunday school class for 50 years at First Baptist Church in Roanoke. My mother did the same. She taught her 4-year-old little children for 50 years. And she was hostess at First Baptist Church for 50 years. 25 of those years it was volunteer. In the last 25, they paid her. I think they paid her $50 a month. But mother could cook with help and prepare a meal for 100 people easier than people. Some people could for 10. She just knew how to do it. Well, I did that. I learned from her. We had the sweetest black woman that helped her, and the custodian was a black name, Lewis Raymond. Going back, Lewis, one day I was going over to church or something, going to the kitchen to do some work, and they had a grand piano on the stage there in that fellowship hall, and this gorgeous music, classic music they played. And I came down, and it was Lewis. I said, Lewis, I didn't know you could play the... Well, I just don't tell many people, but I do. When I was growing up, my mother, we had managed to get a piano. And bought a second hand, but it was all right, good piano. And I took lessons and played, and so he could play beautiful, beautiful music. It was Lewis Raymond. Those are good memories.
What kind of activities did you do as a child? Did you sing in the choir, or you said you used the library?
When I was growing up, No. What did I do? We played in the yard. And Francis and I had a vacant lot that Daddy bought across this Mount Avenue. It was a big hole, big lot. He put a garden in there. And we used to go, and we built a rock house with rocks and played there. And what else did I do? I don't know. Get out. Well, let's see. Oh, we played hopscotch, and we played, what else did we? We used to, pull people. I forgot what they called that. But we played games, children's games.
Did you know your neighbors?
Oh, yes, our neighbors.
Did you play with your neighbors?
Oh, yes, we played, yes. Well, we had the people next door, they made Brooks, Irvin and Nan Brooks, and I used to play. Oh, yes, we played together. And we skated. We had roller skates. And on Sunday, the children would roller skate on Sunday. And Mother would let us, no way. She said, Sunday is the one day that our neighbors can sit out on the porch, enjoy being on the porch. And then these kids running up and down the street of the sidewalk with skates and hooping and a hollering, you will not skate on Sunday because it bothers the neighbors. Said, okay, that's all right. And so we didn't skate on Sunday. And I'm sure the neighbors were glad of it. Well, one day, Mr. Brooks next door, what did we'd been skating or been doing something we weren't supposed to do. Mr. Brooks dressed up. He was a member. He played with N.W. played a saxophone in N.W. had a band and he worked for Norfolk Western Shops. And he put that band put that uniform on and came down one night when we were out there skating and scared us kids and made us run back. I ran up on their house, on their porch to get our, must have been four or five of us, to get our off there so the policeman would arrest us for skating at night. Oh, Lord. Yes.
And you use the library?
Oh, yes. I use the library a lot.
Tell me again about your library card, getting your library card.
I went to there. I wanted the card. They were issuing the cards. And all you have to do is ask for it, sign up. And I went to this big lady, very stern, big lady stall. And she said, "What do you want?" "I want a library card." She said, "Go upstairs. You're a child. How old are you?" I was maybe 10. And she said, I said, "I don't want those the books up there." She said, "What do you mean you don't want them?" I said, "They're children's books, and I don't want those books. I want a library card for the regular library." Well, she'd give it to me that day. I think I had to go back several times. And she got tired of seeing me, so she gave me an adult library card, and I used it. Daddy had a lot of books, and the Balzac, and a lot of books, and he had beautiful bookcase. My sister, when Mother and Daddy moved from where we were raised, my sister took those books home and put them in her basement, but her basement was damp and ruined the books. Mm-hmm. It's ruined them. But now, when Biggs was gone, Jay Oldhauser, who lives here, Fairfax, he's retired FBI and CIA agent, took that bookcase and had it restored, and beautiful, beautiful bookcase with glass shelf with glass front.
But you used the Terry Library, the library when it was in the Terry House?
In the house.
The Terry House?
In the Terry House on top of the hill.
How would you get to the library?
Just walk. We were about three, four blocks from. We were close. Okay. That was at Elmwood Park.
Where did you go to school?
Belmont School. At Lee Junior High School, Belmont in Southeast, and Lee Junior was over downtown, I think, at the FBI building now, anyway, and Lee Junior High School, and I graduated from Roanoke High School, and went to Virginia Intermont 2 years, got an Associate of Arts, and my major was French. I had 5 years of French, two in high school and two at Intermont, and I took a year of conversational French from a woman here, had Madame Vio, and I had 5 years of French. But I took only a year of Spanish. I said, I forgot more than I learned. But Spanish is a beautiful language. It's flowing. It's so beautiful language. I can't. But now when there are a few, I can translate a little bit of Spanish I see on television, but not much. But now there's difference with the French. So, oh, I was in a play. Madame had a play, and it was all in French. So all the characters was French, and they had me wanted me to be a soldier. They put a uniform on me, and I was sitting, we were sitting at the table talking, and I was supposed to light a cigarette. I couldn't get it lighted well, so I tell you right now, they nearly died laughing at me. But anyway, I think we did that play one time. But somebody called me sometime, oh, I don't know, I think I had married, had two children years later, and said they wanted to. They hadn't forgotten that French play. I said, I'm sorry, but with two little ones I have, they can't help you. But anyway.
Did you, did all of your brothers and sisters go to college?
No.
Just you?
With me. Let's see. Did anybody? Just me. Just.
They never did graduate.
Did your father go to college?
No. I mean, the business college. And he said he worked building houses. The old houses were woodworking men. And he worked building, helping build barns and houses in the summertime, and he made money enough to pay for his tuition at Jesuit Business College. Let's see what she's written on here.
Let's see. Frances went...
Oh, sure. My sister Frances.
And Mix.
And Mix.
She went to...
They went to JMU?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, Frances did. Mm-hmm.
Was Virginia Internment College, was it a female college?
It was then. Okay. It's not now. It's co-ed. But it was. It was owned, Virginia Mont is owned by the Baptists of Virginia owned that college.
Was JMU a women's college?
It was another name.
Oh, okay. It wasn't JMU.
It was JMU, but it was somebody else. Ask her what the name of it was.
Do you remember what the name of their college that your sister Frances went to?
Hasselberg State Teachers College.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was school important to your mom and dad?
Hey, pardon?
Was school important to your mom and dad?
Oh, yes.
They wanted you to go?
Oh, yes, they wanted me to go. And, well, now, at Intermont, I waited tables. I wanted voice lessons from Dr. Martin. He was retired. He was the head of the music department at Intermont. He was retired, a basso from Metropolitan Opera Company. Mm. And I wanted voice lessons from him. So I took voice lessons from him, and but I wanted, so I waited. I said, I have all the consideration, and what if my word's gone, for women who wait tables, waitresses, it's hard work and it's thankless. And we had waited on tables, and we had girls at East Hall were wealthy. And I said to Mother, I never saw such. We were taught good manners at the table. The good manners everywhere. They ate like a bunch of pigs. I've never seen anything that way. I said, Mother, she said, well, the thing of it is that those wealthy people, the children ate somewhere else, probably, and they just ate like they wanted to.
Did you have a radio growing up? What would you and your family do when you
radio,
were growing up?
Yes, when I was growing up, no. Tell me about Mary
Tell
Alice.
Tell about John's crystal set.
My brother made radio. And John was worked for the radio station. And I had a radio, and there was a little, I forgot what they called that.
It's a crystal set.
That you could get music and people talking. A little, they called it some kind of set.
I
forgot the name of it.
Crystal set?
Thank you. Crystal set. Mm-hmm.
And he made it.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, John was a smart man.
Did you have chores?
Did I have what?
Did you have chores that you had to do for your family?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Well, wash dishes. And I got old enough, I ironed clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what else did I do? When I washed dishes, I had to stand on a little wooden box to wash the dishes. I washed dishes and Francis dried dishes. Get a dishwasher, something else again.
Did you have a refrigerator?
Yes, and we called it an ice box on the back porch. And we brought ice. It would hold 50 pounds of ice. And in the summertime, we bought it. And it had to chop it off with the whatever called it thing to get it. Then we had iced tea in the summertime. Mother loved hot tea. And I like hot tea. And Howard wouldn't drink hot tea, my husband. I said, why not? He said, if you growing up like I was in the country, and you go out and gather up the weeds and whatever they've getting out in the woods and the forest, and make a tea out of it for whatever ailed you. No way, I'll not drink iced tea. But he loved coffee. And I never poured any coffee out. I put it after the metal pot. I put it in a pitcher. And he'd come home from, Howard carried mail 38 years, come home in the afternoon and get that in the wintertime. But I drink that cold coffee. But that's what he wanted.
Hmm. Hmm. Let's see. Where did your family shop?
We're downtown for clothes. And they shop for groceries at George Moses grocery store. And Mother would call the order of groceries that she wanted to them, and then they get it together and deliver it to the house with a horse in a horse-drawn wagon. Mm. Yeah, and the ice they had ice trucks, ice wagons that came in the summertime and bought ice that way. And we children used to follow ice truck, and they give us little pieces of ice to eat. I love ice. I eat ice now.
Did your dad have a car, or how did you get around?
Yes, we later years, we walked and went on the road, going places, went on streetcar, cable car.
Did you enjoy that? You enjoy the streetcar?
Oh, yes. And no, they had, in the summertime, they had streetcars that were open, and we'd go on the street. Yeah, we'd ride a streetcar from on a Sunday afternoon. Great fun. The summertime was riding the streetcar to Benton and Salem and back. And that was, in the summertime, we would, before it got too hot, we used to hike all over Mill Mountain and gather, and yet early we'd get the trailing arbutus, a beautiful wildflower that comes up. You have to break away the leaves and the trash to gather those flowers. And then in the fall, we'd go and gather chinkapins. I said, what in the heck is chinkapin? It's a little nut that looks like a small chestnut. But they're sweet and they're good. And we used to go gather that. But we, as I say, and then we used to go on Sunday afternoon out to Mill Mountain. I mean, the Crystal Spring was the name of the spring that furnished water for most of the valley. Beautiful spring, and we could go out there. And there was a park out there with a beautiful lake. And we used to sit out there and play and watch. Hmm. And Daddy, as I say, Daddy traveled on the Virginia Railroad and the Norfolk Western.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cultural events came to Roanoke? Did you go see baseball games or did you go to the movies?
No. Did we go to baseball games?
Daddy did.
No, let's see, what did we do? We played at the yard.
Did you go to the theater? To the theater?
Go to what?
Theater? To see movies or plays?
I didn't still understand.
Did you go to see plays?
Yes. We went to the movies. 5 cents. You could see all kinds of movies. There was the Rialto, was the name of one of them, and it was American Theater, where they had plays. And we saw, oh yes, and what else? We did all kinds of things, hopscotch, and I say played it.
Did you go to the Roanoke Fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Roanoke Theater, yes.
Or the fair?
Oh, that's first week in September. We went to the fair. And on Tuesday, the children, they didn't have any class. On Tuesday of that week, we went to school till noon, went home and had lunch, and then went to the fair. And we looked at the different, all four of us, and Mother packed the lunch in a basket, our supper in a basket, and we took turns carrying it with us. And when people would get prizes for their best cookies and the best cake and the best jellies and jams and sewing, all kinds of things, quilts. And my sister Biggs wouldn't do that, said, I don't care about those things. And they had tents where they had girls doing all kinds of dancing and different kinds of shows. And she'd go and sneak where she go to the back of that tent and lie on her stomach so she could look up and see what was going on at my sister Bates.
Did you have a favorite childhood memory?
Favorite childhood memory?
Mm-hmm. Like Christmas or a vacation?
Well, the favorite memory, one of the favorite memories was going in the summertime to visit in Augusta County, visit Cousin Bert. That was a wonderful vacation. And let me see. Oh, we'd go to a picture show.
The sleigh ride.
I'd say for 5 cents.
Did you like sleigh riding? Did you go sledding?
We lived on a hill, and we had an old wooden sled that my mother, I would say the old houses were wooden workers, and my cousin Homer Oldhauser, made us children this old wooden sled. Well, it wasn't very good, but the boys built a fire at the top of the hill at night and go coasting and go sleigh riding. And for Christmas, Santa Claus brought us a flexible flyer sled. Oh, man, and did we enjoy that. And I think we finally, we all rode it, and we took mother, and we'd go down the hill, and then we'd go down the hill. One place we'd go down the hill, and we'd stop off, and the sled would jump this far down on the street below. It's a wonder it didn't kill us. The Lord was just looking after us, so we'd have been dead. And then at the foot of our hill, they had a Mr. Curry, his name was, down at the foot of Mountain Avenue, had a business, and he made what called Curry Cola. And we'd go down there and watch him doing what they were doing. He always gave us children Coke to drink. But that was Curry Cola. And then across the way, there was a great big, like a swamp, and mosquitoes. There were a group of Pentecostals having a series of services at night,
mm-hmm.
and they'd speak in tongues, you know, and make noise. And one lady went down, and we go, Mother would let us sit to go down there just a block from us and sit on the back if we behave. And one day, Mother went with us, and there was a little woman. There was a little woman, and John would go, Chore would go, and this woman, when she'd get feeling real good, she'd say, kitty, 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 kitty. one morning, one day, Mother decided to go. She's sitting here, dear John. And she said, Elizabeth, and this John's shirt was doing this. And Mother said, what is John got? I said, he's got Cat, one of the kittens. And he was going to, when the lady started getting happy, he was going to turn that cat loose down, go down the aisle. She said, you scoundrel, you get yourself off of this seat and we're going home. But he was going to turn that cat loose. Terrible.
That was your brother did that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, John?
Tell me how you met your husband. What was your husband's name?
Howard Christopher.
And how did you meet him?
Oh, church.
Did you go to First Baptist Church?
First Baptist, I sang in the choir, and he sang two pews back. And he said, I looked at that, you up there, but I'm going to marry that girl. I said, Howard, I might have been beat as a striped snake. Could marry that girl. So he took me, and the first date we had was we're driving down to Rocky Mount. He had a Model T Ford, and he taught me to drive a car. And Model T Ford, you use your feet and your hand and everything. And that afternoon, he said, will you marry me? Well, Howard, you don't know me. That's all right, but I know I'm wanting to marry you. So I finally said yes, and we were engaged a good long time.
You were engaged on your first date?
No, I wasn't, because I didn't give me an answer. With all due respect to anybody, he's the best man I ever knew. Never said an ugly word about anybody. Well, he didn't like the man that Patsy married. His name was Ted. My sister, my daughter Patsy. And he called him Fred.
He wouldn't call him Ted. He called him Fred. Fred. What did your husband do for a living?
Carried mail 38 years. Letter carrier.
Did you work?
I didn't go to work. Let's see, where did I go to work? Where did I work at first? On a cycle company. And they sold. I worked, it's the first work that I did.
Did you work while you were married?
Did I?
Right before I was famous.
Did I work away from home when I was married?
Well, you did.
I don't think so.
Right before Elizabeth Ann was born, and then when I got in about the eighth grade, you went to work at Pews.
You worked at Pews?
Oh, A&W Pew.
In Miller Rose?
Yes, I did. Oh, I was a cashier. Yeah, handle money.
Now that was
yeah,
a,
sure.
Not a cycle company. She did that.
Mm. Yeah.
She sold.
I was cashier.
Pews.
I had to go back in a box that was, it was damp and wet. I had there was a spring in Ponce de Leon Hotel underneath it, and it was damp and wet in there. I had laryngitis for so long. That water, I guess, I don't know what's about. We were down, Roanoke's pitiful now.
Well, you wrote some things down. Do you want to share some things with us? Think back here on these pages.
Here, I flipped over.
Oh. Yeah. I have memories of Roanoke. Parades.
What parades?
VPI and VMI on Thanksgiving. They every Thanksgiving, those two schools had football game on Thanksgiving. Didn't make a difference what the weather was. That football game went on, and
they had a parade.
They marched. From Northwestern Railroad Station to wherever they had lunch, supper, dinner, of course. Mm-hmm. And they see the circus parades with the beautiful girls riding on top with cages with animals underneath.
They'd have a parade when the circus mm-hmm. came?
Yes, they always had parade. Mother loved a parade. Oh, she was just like a little youngster. We never missed one. And Thanksgiving Day, I think I said that. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was, when we have a parade, there was a man with some kind of a contraption that made popcorn. And he sold that popcorn for five, where's my handkerchief? For five and 10 cents a bag.
Did you like the popcorn?
Oh, yes, I still love popcorn.
I do, too. I love kettle corn.
I'd rather have popcorn. Mary Beth works that last year and gives out videos. And thank you, ma'am. That's pretty lady. That's our cat.
She is a pretty cat.
This is pretty cat. I named her Pretty Lady. Oh, we always had cats. Mother would let us have dog. People named Brooks next door had a dog. And Mac Brooks, and he spent more time in our yard than next door. So Mother said, no, but you can have cat. One time we had one cat and 10 kittens. It's a bunch of cats.
Yes.
And the parade on Thanksgiving.
It's about the circus parade when it would come.
She did. She talked about
ice delivered in wagons. Let's see what else I wrote down here.
You have the schools.
The schools are not very warm.
They weren't.
No, they weren't. Had rainy days, but they never very warm. So Mother bought us, Mother, Daddy, a long-handle underwear. And we wore and high-top shoes. We had shoes that came up, kind of boots that came up here. Yeah, let me see now. And we talk about the telephones as party lines. Mm-hmm. And it's over, we had no automobiles. Mm.
When you were little, did you have a horse and buggy?
No. We got where we were going, walking or riding a streetcar.
So you didn't have a horse. Did you have animals, like chickens?
Oh, yes, we had chicken house. Oh, yes. And one day, an old chicken got out and flew over the fence. I was digging up in Mother's car in the garden, ruining everything. Mother went outside, and she picked up a piece of dirt, in her hand, and threw it up there, and hit that hen, and almost killed her. She would flap over, and she said, "John, go get me the hatchet, whichever it was." And she said, "Mother, go get it for me." So she chopped her head off, killed her, dressed her, and we had chicken pie.
So did the women do that? Did they kill the chicken, or did the men usually do that?
Almost killed her. So Mother finished the job.
Did your mother always do the chickens, or did your dad do them?
But I think it took turns. Dad would travel. And when he was at home, he took care of that part of it. But we always had chickens. We had old rooster was mean. You watch it, you scratch it, jump on your legs and scratch it.
Did you have a garden?
Oh, yes.
Did you have to help with the garden?
No, all I ever did was help gather stuff. Yes, we had a garden. Daddy rented a lot. He bought that lot across Mount Avenue, and it was a big lot. And he all planted a garden there. I said, and Mother did, and yes, I did too. I said, I canned everything but the children. I canned green beans in half-gallon jars. Butter beans I put in tin. I had tin with aluminum, with some kind of a lining that I canned lima beans. We had lima beans have a rack, and they grow up on a tall rack and gather them. And we had a man next door, helps on floor, on where we lived. That was when had a house on floor. And I went over there. They were named Parker. I went over there one morning to see Miss Parker about something. And on her back porch was a great big thing full of lima beans. And they didn't have any in my garden. I said, "Here, where did your husband, where did Dennis Parker get those llamas?" "I'm not sure. Maybe he bought them." I said, "He got them out of my garden." I said, "You tell him if I know, get him fine in my garden another time, I'm going to call the police for his robbery." So he stopped gathering llama beans.
That was when you were married?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was when I was married.
What street did you live on when you were married?
When I was married, we'd been living on Fifth Street in Southeast.
What was the street that you...
Then in 37, she moved out here right before my oldest sister went in first grade.
Okay.
Fifth Street and Mountain Avenue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And people next door to us had trees. And down diagonally across the street, people in the airs had a cherry tree, one of those big wax cherries. And with Daddy, I don't know why, Mother never did understand. He, in the backyard, he planted two sour cherry trees. And you do anything with a sour cherry? My mother said she never did understand why he planted, because they are sour. Make my jaws ache to think about them.
It says here, let's see, it says here, no bathrooms. Did you have an outhouse?
Oh, we had no electricity.
So you used kerosene lamps?
Kerosene lamps, mm-hmm. I was about four. Our daddy traveled, and we'd go to a different place. He'd bring you postcards, pictures of the place. And I was sitting, at about four, sitting at the table. They put me on, set you up on a box. And the kerosene lamp was here, and one of those cards was slipped under it. And I reached over to pull it over, and I turned that lamp over, and it rolled across my face. Mm. And landed here on my face. Well, in those days, you didn't go to an emergency room. Mother just called a doctor. And he said, "Make a poultice of soda and water and put it on her face." But I had that scar there on my cheek a long, long time. Of course, it's been a long time ago. It's gone. But... kerosene lamps are dangerous. And I have a red one with red that Tommy has. I always kept one. And so if electricity ran off, then you'd have a light. Let's see what that. Icebox on the back porch. no bathroom in Johnny House in the backyard, no sewer. I remember when they put in sewer lines. Let me see what else I got written in there. Oh, the Colonial American Bank was there when I was growing up. It's still there. And back in those days, there was a barber shop in the basement. And Mother's sister had died, and she'd gone in the country to the funeral. And Miss Jeffries, who was practical nurse, friend of Mother's best friends, came and stayed with us. And I decided, I can still remember, that I wanted bangs. My hair was long. And I took a scissors and I proceeded to just, it was all such a mess. And so they found what they did with me. Her mother came home, she was just distressed about the way I looked. So they took me down to the barber shop on the Colonial American Bank, and a black man then cut my hair. They made me bangs and cut it. But I had long hair. I didn't cut it for a long, long time. And the last permit I had, I had gone to Florida. We'd gone and I went across the state to wherever there was, where there was salt water, Gulf of Mexico. Mm. And when I got there, when that salt water hit my head, there wasn't a black girl in Florida as kinky as I was. So I said then, my Patch was a beautician, she had her own shop. So that's it, I'll never have another permit. And I haven't had one since. Now let's see now, what have I got in here? So Mill Mountain Park.
You say here, there was a spring in the basement of the Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon Hotel. Huge spring. Big spring. The best, clearest, best water.
And it was in the building.
It did. In the basement of the building of Ponce de Leon Hotel. Hmm. And it ran down on the other buildings down. That was it. That's where it was. Under the buildings. Hmm. In the Mill Mountain Park, close to the Ronald Memorial Hospital. There was a park there. After church on Sunday and dinner, we would go to Mother. They would take us to that park, close to Memorial. The Crystal Spring, very large, and it furnished water, very large spring, furnished water for most of Roanoke, Crystal Spring. The mail delivery, twice a day.
Twice a day. Was mail, did you write lots of letters then? Did you do a lot of letter writing then?
No.
Did your mother write a lot of letters?
Yeah, she wrote letters to people in the country. Yes, yes. And mail delivery twice a day. We had a black carrier who delivered our mail. Mm. And mother, in the summertime, she gave him cold water or lemonade if she had it. And in the wintertime, she gave him coffee. And that, and what else I got here? At the large auditorium in Roanoke, where they had evangelistic services, at Gypsy Smith and Billy Sunday. There were evangelists who came and had services there, and I filled it up.
And then you hiked on Mill Mountain?
Yep.
Let's see, you had this too. Was that your notes too?
Yeah, some more notes, whatever else like that. We have your traffic lights, of course.
Did you go out to Lakeside in Salem?
Oh, yes, we went to Lakeside. And there was Lakeside and Roberts and Tinkerbell, three different places that we went. Yeah. See, what else have I got in here? And then the fair, I think I talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about the fair. Did you go to the VMI VPI game, or you would just watch the
parade?
Yes,
I went. Mm-hmm.
You went to the game?
I went several times. I went in the rain, and Mother had a big black hat. It was a beautiful hat. And she wanted me to wear it. I said, I don't want to wear that. Put that hat on. I ruined it. Sitting with the rain pouring down over Mother's big black velvet hat. And the pop, I was talking about the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1918, see, I remember both wars. And at the end of the war, there was a big celebration downtown. At the end of both wars, people were downtown and celebrating. And then I remember this. It's hard to tell it. They hung a black man who raped a white woman, and they killed him, hung him.
They hung him in Roanoke?
Roanoke Courthouse, right in Roanoke. And
do you remember that?
That's bad, not a good memory, but I remember.
Did you see it? Were you there when it happened?
I saw them hang at me. I was there.
Was it scary?
I don't know what I was doing there. There was something going on downtown, but I went up there to see what. And we went down on Sundays, we'd go down on the river. We worked from a river where there were violets. And they were white violets and purple violets, and gather them. They're not really white violets. Can't read my own writing.
That's all right.
I told you about the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
When I was four, and Francis two, when Daddy took us to Sunday school at First Baptist Church, and Daddy taught for 50 years, and then Mother taught four-year-old children, and Mother was hostess there for 50 years. Meals, family night supper, I went tonight at Oakland. And they were going to employ. I would do it volunteer. And they came to me and they were going to employ a hostess. Pay what, like $50 a month. And I told Mary Alice, but I said, I talked to my daughters. Pat was gone. And I said, I asked Mary Alice about it. She said, can you divorce your mother? So that was it. I helped sometimes when they needed help. I loved doing it, but anyway.
But you didn't take the job.
No, I didn't take a job. I helped sometimes.
Well, you're 102 years old, is that right?
What'd you say?
How old are you?
How old am I now? Mm-hmm. 102.
And you've lived in Roanoke almost this whole time.
Yeah, I've lived here all the time. Yeah, I've always been right here all
How has it changed? How is Roanoke different?
In so many ways. I said there were no automobiles. Party lines, the phone. It's different in so many ways. Streets are different.
Are the people different? Mm-hmm. Are the people different?
Yeah, the people different.
Mm-hmm. Or the community?
No, not that I can. I think people are people. I think your environment changes people some, but maybe not. That's why a stronger character they have. I have a lot of good friends in Roanoke. I've got relatives. There's so many good friends.
But so you never wanted to leave Roanoke?
No.
Mm-mm. Did your brother and sisters stay here?
Frances lived in Wichita. My sister married a man from Wichita, Kansas, and she lived in Wichita. So she took me to Wichita. She said, "Sis, I'm going to take you to Wichita. I want you to." Ernie was gone. "I want you to go with me on the train, and I'm going to pay." I said, "Ernie, Frances, it's a lot of money. I'm paying for this." So, and we were sitting in the dining car on a train, went on a train. And I had all I wanted to eat. She said, "Sis, you're not eating enough." I said, "Frances, I've eaten all I possibly can. You're going to make me fat." I was heavy. One time I weighed 170 pounds.
Really? You're real, very tiny.
I was about as long, as high, as broad as I was high. But I, thank goodness, I don't weigh that now. But, Frances was great, yeah. Ann called me this morning. I talked to Ann.
Did your brother stay here?
Mm-hmm.
Your brother lived here?
Yes. Brother John worked for the television station. I mean, the radio. Radio. Yeah. He stays here. I lost my sister-in-law not too long ago, Eva. He was sick. Her maiden name, Sigmund. Eva Sigmund, Altizer. She was very active in the Woodman of the World, worked for those people. That was, when she was gone, I think it was during a time before they had a funeral, the Woodman had a dinner served at her house. And they saw so much food.
Well, is there anything I didn't ask you? Is there anything I didn't ask you that you wanted to share?
I don't know. Let me see. I worked at market.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaddy, my grandfather Altizer was born with one leg shorter than the other. So he never, but Grandpa always had his going breeches on. He was already, he'd come to Roanoke on a train. And the first morning after, any of us children were old enough in the weather so we could do it, we went to the market. He loved that market. And he always had meat markets, meat stores that just sold meat, and buy a great big beef roast and bring it home for Mother, because they didn't get beef like that in the country unless someone would said if anybody butchered and had beef, then they shared with the neighbors. But so they figured that. So he always took us children down went to the market. And one time he brought his brother with him, and Uncle Strick, his name was, what was his name was, I forgot. Anyway, took him, he was a miller. I had two uncles who were millers. They ran mills, operated mills. And she said, now, whatever he called it, he said, I want you to know that when I come to Roanoke, that I always go to the meat market and buy a big beef roast to cook for us. And I'm expecting you to do that. So that's what he did. I forget that man's wife was named Mary. I forgot. Would come to me. But anyway, Grandpa, but I said Grandpa, that was named William. Mother's maiden name was Rose, and my middle name's Kaufman. That's what they, it's, I think it's a German, it's K-A-U-F-M-A-N. See, I
was there anything else?
Here. Can't read my own writing. I told you about hiking Mill Mountain.
Yes.
I'm talking about that milk.
I think we talked about everything.
Oh, well, I know one thing else. Well, the dime stores downtown. We had Cress's and Woolworth's. They're 5 and 9 stores across the street from each other. And can you imagine the 5 and 9 stores? Lost Patsy one day. Couldn't find her. Took her down. She got out from my hand as my middle girl. I couldn't find her. And I said, Elizabeth Ann was older. She went to back door. There was, well, the store went from one street to the other. Go out there and see if you see her. And I say, I'll say it here. And all of it, when I was going by, one that came with a cat. I heard this little giggle, and it was Patsy. She crawled in, hiding. She's good at that. She'd get lost one morning, one day I couldn't find her. I thought I had her where she couldn't get out. I went out and went looking for her, everybody in the neighborhood looking for Patsy. And she was down on Williamson Road at Weber's Florist. Somebody, you know, they had, I don't know what they had, it was a pile of yard, some kind of wood yard, wood something building. And there she sat with a pile, sitting up on a pile of sawdust. couldn't keep up. Petrified with leukemia.
Well, thank you for sharing your stories with me today. Thank you for sharing your stories.
Oh, I've enjoyed doing it. Man, Tommy said, oh, you always enjoy talking, don't you? He's one to talk. Tommy, was it yesterday they were here, he and his wife? He married a fine Christian young lady. I was so happy.
And who's Tommy?
We met her over the internet.
Oh.
And she had been married before, but she has a little girl. Well, she's not so little. She's getting to be, I don't know how. She's 15 or 16 years. Smart girl, makes good grades. They live in Buchanan, right across from Mount Purgatory. Purgatory Mountain.
Mm.
And that's a funny name for Matt. Yeah. I love Bill Matt, though. We hiked Bill Matt. Mm.
Who is Tommy? Is he your grandson?
Tommy was here yesterday. They live in McCannon.
Is he your grandson?
My grandson.
Yes. Mm,
Cassie's son. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
Okay, boys, my grandson. I have a granddaughter and a grandson in Pennsylvania, Miranda and Keegan Nash. Miranda's the prettiest little girl. But I have Rachel.
No, she's not a granddaughter. You got Bill and his family.
Yeah, big stuff now.
Yeah.
In Harrisonburg. Frances went to college there. She was so tall. And in those days, they had a jumping center for women basketball. And she was so tall, she was about a jumping center. But she had to come home.
Well, thank you for your stories. I'll turn off the recorder now, okay?
Yes, fine.
Okay.